Well, it's the start of a brand new week. I hope I find you well on this Monday. And indeed, I hope the weekend was good as well. The 25th of July it is. The year is just slipping by. But it's summertime. In most places, that's the good news. It was on this day back in 1909 that French aviator Louis Blériot flew across the English Channel in a monoplane. Now, he travelled from Calais to Dover in 37 minutes, and he was the first man to fly across the Channel. It happened on this day in 1909. It was on this day in 1943 that Italian fascist dictator Benito Mussolini was overthrown in a coup. In 1946, Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis staged their first show as a team at Club 500 in Atlantic City, and it was only yesterday that we told you about them splitting up. They lasted 10 years. Wonderful duo. Absolutely fabulous partnership. 1975 on this day, A Chorus Line debuted on Broadway. The show closed in 1919 after 6,137 performances. In 1978, I remember this day well, Louise Joy Brown, the first test tube baby, was born in Oldham in England. In 2000 on this day, Concorde crashed outside Paris, killing all 109 people on board and 5 on the ground. And finally, it was this day last year, 2010, that WikiLeaks leaked to the public more than 90,000 internal reports involving the US-led war in Afghanistan from 2004 to 2010. There we go. Just some of the stories making headlines down through the years on this, the 25th of July. Happy birthday to GSFM friend Lillis O'Leary. Happy birthday to you, Lillis. Hope you have a wonderful day today. Probably give you a mention on GSFM just to make you smile on your birthday. You share your birthday with Matt LeBlanc, who was born on this day in 1967, he being Joey, of course, from the sitcom Friends. Here's our mystery voice. We're not getting any closer, but I told you I'd give you a clue today.
Friendship.
And all I can tell you is, he's a big star.
Friendship.
Any ideas now who that man might be? Go on, let me know. No, there's no prize. You know there's no prize at this stage. You know how mean... Oh, sorry, you know how tight the budget is here at GSFM. Of course, our useless fact for today. When the volcano Krakatoa off the Java Islands exploded back in 1883, it was so loud that it woke some people in South Australia. That was in 1883. And tomorrow, the connection between volcanoes and toothpaste. Really? Yeah. That's our useless fact for tomorrow. In the meantime, though, can I say thank you for listening today? Do hope you've enjoyed GSFM. Back tomorrow with Tuesdays. Enjoy Monday from me, Ger Sweeney, and all the crew here. Thanks very much. Bye-bye now.